Welcome back, everybody. Just a reminder, this is Track B, Regulatory and Permitting. So next, we're going to hear about a California spotlight on new developments in project permitting, connecting to the grid and energy markets. We've got Sarah Kozol. She's Senior Counsel at the California Independent System Operator. And then we also have, sorry, Dana, if your last name isn't on mine.
Palmer.
Palmer, who's a partner in the Century City and Los Angeles offices of Allen Meckens. So welcome.
All right. So I am the first of three California speakers, and I think the intention here is that we're going to get increasingly granular over the course of the three of us. So I'm going to be speaking pretty high level, talking about what the CAISO or CAISO or the ISO, depending on where you are situated. So a few names there. But what we're doing to incorporate more renewable generation into our markets and also onto the grid in a reliable way. There we go. Okay. So this is a quick overview of what I want to speak about. Primarily kind of focusing on markets and transmission development. I wanted to kind of poll the audience before I get started in terms of whether you are, maybe more focused or interested on energy markets or on the transmission infrastructure side. I'm going to cover them both. I'm just kind of curious who is in the audience. So maybe a quick show of hands on the market side of things. Okay, I feel it's good. And then a quick show of hands on transmission infrastructure. It's actually about half and half. And then what about both? I am personally a both person, so okay, fantastic. So I'm going to talk about both of those things and of course, leave some time for questions at the end because I'm going to cover quite a bit of information in a short amount of time. I imagine many of you, if not all of you, are familiar with this map. Just wanted to point out that the California ISO is obviously in California and note that we are one of many ISOs, RTOs. We are one of two, also with the New York ISO, that's really considered kind of a single state ISO, which does make some of our planning quite a bit easier. But we do serve parts of Nevada. You can see that there. And in California, we serve about 80% of California, so not all of California. And unlike ERCOT and Texas, we do not have retail choice. So the California wholesale market is serving the investor-owned utilities, the publicly-owned utilities, and a new kind of entity-type California community choice aggregators. Those are it's a whole other kind of discussion, but those are entities that are local-based. They've peeled off of the incumbent IOU. They procure energy on behalf of their retail customers themselves, but they still utilize the distribution grid of the incumbent. Okay, so like I said, focusing on these two kind of market functions, this is probably not a surprise to those of you in the audience here, but a common misconception about the CAISO is that we are a state agency. We are not a state agency. We are a nonprofit that is governed by a board of governors that is appointed by the governor of California and confirmed by the California Senate. So there is a governance issue that is active in California right now, an initiative called the Pathways Initiative that's looking at perhaps changing that governance structure in order to largely be more, I guess, appealing to those outside of California as we expand our footprint of our market. And we'll talk about that briefly here. And of course, we are a FERC jurisdictional entity. So like I said, the two functions I'm going to focus on here, the market operator and the transmission planning side. So on the market side, many of you may be familiar with the Western Energy Imbalance Market. And this is one of the kind of critical elements that we have implemented or critical designs that we have implemented in order to be able to incorporate more renewables into the system here. So what you're looking at on the left is the existing Western Energy Imbalance Market. And on the right, you're looking at a map of both the Western Energy Imbalance Market, the WEIM. Some people call it the WEIM, but that's a little cringy for me, so I say WEIM.